On Wednesday, the 29th of May, 1991, two ministers visiting from Malawi were present at the Prayer Fellowship meeting. After Mr. Searle's introduction, there follows an edited version of what they had to say to us.
Now we've got two very special guests with us this evening. Dr. Silas Nurenda, who's moderator of the Synod of Blantyre, Livingstonia. The Synod of Livingstonia. And the Reverend Augustine Mufuni from Malawi, both from Malawi. And I'm going to tell you in a moment why they're here. They're here because, you remember, we were tithing the bequest, and a third of that tithe went to Kilkenny, a third went to Lisna Breen, and a third it was decided to give to building projects in Malawi. Lorna and I have just had tea with our two guests, and we were very, very impressed and delighted and charmed with them both. Dr. Silas Nurenda did his BD in Union College, so he knows Northern Ireland like the back of his hand, and came down many times to preach in Trinity when Dr. John Carson was the minister there. It is the Reverend Augustine Mufundi's first trip to the United Kingdom. So we do welcome you to Hamilton Road Church, and it's lovely to have you with us. It really is.
And Dr. Nurenda speaks first.
The minister and brothers and sisters, we bring you greetings from Malawi, or rather from Central Africa, the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian. And when I say I bring you greetings from brothers and sisters from the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian, I mean three synods in Malawi, a synod in Zambia, and a synod in Zimbabwe. We wish to thank the minister for a warm welcome, hospitality advance, and also the minister's wife. We give you thanks indeed, and we do appreciate. We are here as ministers from the Presbyterian Church. And when we come over here now, we come as those who share faith with you. I think this time is a time of sharing, exchange. St. Paul, when writing to the Romans, said, I want to come over to you so that we can share from faith to faith. That is, learn from each other. This is the time whereby we have to learn from each other. Why do we have to learn from each other? I think this is so because the time whereby those of us in Africa would expect to learn Christianity from missionaries from Scotland, from Ireland, or from other parts of Europe is almost over. So we have Christians in Africa, in my part of the world, and my friend, and you have Christians here. So it's a time of learning from each other, from faith to faith. But there is still need for mission, special ministries. There is a need in our church for special ministries, and there are those from here who can do these special ministries. And that's why we need doctors in our hospitals. In Livingstonia, this area here, you have somewhere there a place known as Ekwendeni, which is our main center of medical work. And at Ekwendeni, we usually need about now three doctors and several nurses, men about seven or so. Then at Loudon, which is in Mbangweni, then at Livingstonia itself, we needed a doctor. And also we need those who can go to our church and be teachers in our secondary schools. Not so much in primary schools now, but in secondary schools for some of the subjects. And so we need those who have the expertise in project work like agriculture and so on. They can go to our church there and serve in these special ministries. You remember when Paul was being sent by the apostles in Jerusalem, Peter and the other disciples gave him a hand of fellowship. He said, go to the Gentiles. We will minister to our fellow Jews. But the difference between Paul and the missionaries from Ireland and Scotland now is that Paul went to minister to various parts like Europe. I think it must be Europe. But then he was told and instructed, if you minister to those congregations, Corinth, Galatia, and so on, remember the poor in Jerusalem. So the sending church in Jerusalem was poverty-stricken. And Paul had to preach to them and told them, please, remember the church in Jerusalem. And so when they received the gospel, then he also carried gifts to the mother church in Jerusalem. But what it has been with the church here, Ireland and Scotland, is you carried the gospel and you also carried money and other things. So that it was preaching the gospel to us, then giving things like money and so on. But preaching the gospel now is rather different in the sense that whenever a woman, a man from here goes there, we no longer expect to learn Christianity from that one, but what we can share.
And Dr. Nuranda continues at the beginning of the second side of this cassette. On Wednesday, the 29th of May, 1991, two ministers visiting from Malawi were present at the prayer fellowship meeting. After Mr. Searle's introduction, there follows an edited version of what they had to say to us.
Now we've got two very special guests with us this evening. Dr. Silas Nuranda, who's moderator of the Synod of Blantyre? Livingstonia. The Synod of Livingstonia. And the Reverend Augustine Mufuni from Malawi, both from Malawi. And I'm going to tell you in a moment why they're here. They're here because, you remember, we were tithing the bequest, and a third of that tithe went to Kilkenny, a third went to Lisnabreen, and a third it was decided to give to building projects in Malawi. Lorna and I have just had tea with our two guests, and we were very, very impressed and delighted and charmed with them both. Dr. Silas Nuranda did his BD in Union College, so he knows Northern Ireland like the back of his hand, and came down many times to preach in Trinity when Dr. John Carson was the minister there. The Reverend Augustine Mufundi's first trip to the United Kingdom. So we do welcome you to Hamilton Road Church, and it's lovely to have you with us. It really is.
And Dr. Nuranda speaks first.
The minister and brothers and sisters, we bring you greetings from Malawi, or rather from Central Africa, the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian. And when I say I bring you greetings from brothers and sisters from the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian, I mean three synods in Malawi, a synod in Zambia, and a synod in Zimbabwe. We wish to thank the minister for a warm welcome, hospitality advance, and also the minister's wife. We give you thanks indeed, and we do appreciate. We are here as ministers from the Presbyterian Church. And when we come over here now, we come as those who share faith with you. I think this time is a time of sharing, exchange. St. Paul, when writing to the Romans, said, I want to come over to you so that we can share from faith to faith. That is, learn from each other. This is the time whereby we have to learn from each other. Why do we have to learn from each other? I think this is so because the time whereby those of us in Africa would expect to learn Christianity from missionaries from Scotland, from Ireland, or from other parts of Europe is almost over. So we have Christians in Africa, in my part of the world, and my friend, and you have Christians here. So it's a time of learning from each other, from faith to faith. But there is still need for mission, special ministries. There is a need in our church for special ministries, and there are those from here who can do these special ministries. And that's why we need doctors in our hospitals. In Livingstonia, this area here, you have somewhere there a place known as Ekwendeni, which is our main center of medical work. And at Ekwendeni, we usually need about now 3 doctors and several nurses, men about 7 or so. Then at Loudon, which is Mbangweni, then at Livingstonia itself, we needed a doctor. And also we need those who can go to our church and be teachers in our secondary schools. Not so much in primary schools now, but in secondary schools for some of the subjects. And so we need those who have the expertise in project work like agriculture and so on. They can go to our church there and serve in these special ministries. You remember when Paul was being sent by the apostles in Jerusalem, Peter and the other disciples gave him a hand of fellowship. He said, go to the Gentiles. We will minister to our fellow Jews. But the difference between Paul and missionaries from Ireland and Scotland now is that Paul went to minister to various parts like Europe. I think it must be Europe. But then he was told and instructed, if you minister to those congregations, Corinth, Galatia, and so on, remember the poor in Jerusalem. So the sending church in Jerusalem was poverty-stricken. And Paul had to preach to them and told them, please, remember the church in Jerusalem. And so when they received the gospel, then he also carried gifts to the mother church in Jerusalem. But what it has been with the church here, Ireland and Scotland, is you carried the gospel and you also carried the money and other things. So that it was preaching the gospel to us, then giving things like money and so on. But preaching the gospel now is rather different in the sense that whenever a woman, a man from here goes there, we no longer expect to learn Christianity from that one, but what we can share. But we are still in need. And I feel that there is also a need for missionaries all over on earth now. All over. And when I say all over, I include Ireland, I include Scotland. This is what I was saying when I was addressing the General Assembly across in Edinburgh. I said, there is need now for global mission. That is, we've got to have missionaries from Ireland, from Scotland, in Malawi, northern Malawi, central, south Malawi, and the rest of Central Africa, the rest of Africa. But I think you also need missionaries over here. I think you need missionaries here as well. Don't you? I think so. Why? We need missionaries all over on earth to remind the church that she has a global mission, a mission to the world. To remind the church that she is a mission, that Jesus was sent as a missionary, and that he's sending us to evangelize. I'm glad that the minister in connection with Bible study has shown us that mission begins in our house. Or rather, mission begins in my heart, in my house, in my neighborhood, in my country, and then out to other parts of the world. Why is this? Because I feel strongly that there are two groups of people on earth now. Two groups. There are those who are children of the kingdom, children of God. And there are those who are children of the kingdom of darkness. You have saints in Ireland, no doubt. Saintly men and women in Ireland. But you also have the most wicked people here. Saints, men and women in Scotland. And if you go to Africa now, you can find saintly men and women there. But you also find the most wicked there. I know you see for yourselves what's happening in Ethiopia, in the Horn of Africa. Well, there are saints, men and women, in the Gulf area. But also you have the most wicked people there. So you and I, as believers, have a mission to begin at home and go out. We have a mission. And we have to begin with ourselves. We have a mission. Now, sometimes when I was over here, because having been here 3 years, I knew a lot, I would feel a little unhappy when someone had planted a bomb or destroyed property in Shanko Road. And then you hear someone in the radio and says, you people, we are doing things that no African in Central Africa can do. Oh my word, what a thing to say. I mean, let us admit the fact that there are most wicked people in Central Africa, wicked people in Asia, in Australia, New Zealand, just as there are several wicked people in Ireland and in Scotland. But children of the light, men and women, have a mission to them. So there's no question of now we have the missionaries who can go. No, but that we have a mission beginning in our neighborhood, in our homes, then out into the world. That's what we have. Now, you send missionaries here to go to my country, to our country, and we must say thank you very much for your generosity. Now, you have made contributions to help the buildings or projects at Malangazi, that's one place, Malangazi in Mzimba, that's my home district, and then Mzalangwe, another place, then at Pirimanse, very close to the lake at Nkata Bay. Now the church was without a roof, but that was roofed. And now the present contribution goes towards building the months, and then Muzarangwe, then Malangazi. And we say, thank you very much. We deeply appreciate that. Thank you very much. But let me say that we are now in the world. As those who are believers, shall we call ourselves children of the light to witness to our brothers, in our own homes, in our neighborhood, outside of our province, and into the world, including Africa. Just as those in Africa have to witness in their own areas and outside those areas. Just as I'm talking, last year, in September, we commissioned one minister to come over here and be a minister. As Reverend Franklin Chunga, he's a minister over in Yorkshire, serving under the Methodist Church in Yorkshire. We feel time has come that we no longer have only to receive, but also we must be sending. So the Reverend Chunga is over across in in England. Then we've also sent our minister to Canada. He's ministering in Canada. And then we have plans to send one minister from Mkoma into Mozambique. There's also need that we send missionaries within Africa itself, because Mozambique, as you know, is terrible now, terrible. You know, there's the Frelimo and then the Renamo. The civil war in there for years. And it's terrible. Just as it's terrible in Ethiopia, in the Horn of Africa, in Mozambique, in Angola, and several such places. And also we are so much concerned and afraid when we think of the situation in South Africa. We don't know what's going to happen. 3 weeks ago, I was in Pretoria as moderator of General Synod. I was attending SAC. I was preaching in one of the congregations there. And I could feel the concern in South Africa now. We don't know what's going to happen, whether there will be a peace solution, but the peace solution may be through bloodbath. And that's our concern. We have to pray for these places. Just as we have to continuously pray for the situation in Northern Ireland. Pray for the situation in Northern Ireland. Remember speaking in Bamina, and saying over in Africa, we love you, we are concerned about the situation here. And we remember to pray for you, because it is taking long, and we can't see peace. But we know what's happening is that there is a misrepresentation out maybe in my country and elsewhere. People tend to think that Christians are fighting in Northern Ireland. It's not true. I know it's not true. And when I was, after 71 and 72, I went home on leave for 2 months. I told my people, the people at home, it's not true that Christians are fighting in Northern Ireland. No. But there are bad characters who are fighting in the name of Protestantism and Roman Catholic. They call themselves defenders of the faith as they destroy. But then, sometimes it may be that you and I, are not as witnesses as we ought to be. Sometimes we fail in our Christian witness. So we have a mission. Go and witness in His name. Because there are saints here, men and women. There are saints in Africa, men and women. And saints, men and women, elsewhere in the world. And they have a duty. Preaching the word and in giving what they have, as this congregation has done, giving in support of church work, in support of mission work, wherever you send missionaries. And we are praying for a day that more of us will be coming over here in Scotland and elsewhere, and more of you will be going elsewhere until our Lord comes. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure for us to be here. Thank you so much. I think my brother would also have to say something.
On behalf of the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian Synod of Livingstonia, and especially on behalf of Marangazi Church and also Nkatabe Pirimasi, we convey to you a lot of thanks. You see, we came to attend the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland in Edinburgh, and when they heard that we were coming up here, well, they sent us greetings, as you have already said, but they also said, you go and thank them most sincerely. It is from this church that the sum of 1,453 pounds was contributed towards Marangazi Church and Mercy. And the sum of 558 pounds was contributed. Mind you, the sum of 1,453 pounds came to 7,265 kwacha, Malawian kwacha. And 558 pounds came to 2,790 kwacha. But also, you contributed 4,000 pounds, which came to 20,000 kwacha for Piri Mase, and of course, a part of the church. So we were sent to thank you most sincerely. You have done something which we failed for many years. I think the church at Malangazi and Masia has taken almost 2.5 years. As you have already heard from my moderator, it has taken, I think, about 3.5 years for this church without being roofed. I left the massive in progress, in good progress, and I think within 2 months it will be completed. So we are very grateful for that. Once again, it is a joy to be here, indeed a great joy, and we thank you most sincerely for all the good things that you have done for us. Once again, thank you very much.